So we're going. All right, Mauro, here we go. Happy New Year. Let's just take a few deep breaths together as we do. And you can, of course, keep your eyes open. That eyes closed is great too. And this is just some breaths to start to wake up the inside of our bodies. And to land and feel present and good here in our bodies. And to say thank you to whatever we just came from. And then begin to really focus our attention, our inspiration on this time that is for you. So it is valuable and very fruitful. All right. So let's take a few minutes. I know you want to tell me about your time away, and there's a lot that's gone on. And then let's just see, do you feel like you know whether you want to do more of a belief repatterning or more coaching, or you don't know yet?
I don't know if this is connected with repatterning, but I feel right now that I am in a kind of identity crisis.
Okay.
So I think that I have a lot of progress in terms of what we have been working, but also new insight that put me in a place of not really knowing what is the next step. And considering next step as something that I have to find in myself rather than doing something specifically. So that is the kind of the general idea.
Yeah.
That when I was working on an exercise to close the year and to remember what was important, definitely the work that we did recognizing my pattern of always fight or using this energy of fight was a big, big thing and have been helping me to like see myself from another perspective more consciously, choose more consciously what kind of responses I want to offer to everybody.
Wow.
Obviously, in my marriage is the place where I can see more clearly how this pattern can work. But also, as I write to you in my work, I can see that too. In my creative process, I can see that too. So, plus that, I have been reading the book Word for Love or Word for Love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And well, at the beginning, it's like, okay, I know this, I know that. This is not all new, but somehow the description of the three patterns that they describe it in a very metaphorical way, but I think it's helpful. And I recognize myself completely as an aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me very sad. It's like, okay, it's another component to like have a more strong meaning about what we did work and how I am, how I am and how my relationships are. How are, like in general, I thought about myself like I just need a lot of alone time just because I am that way and that is very good, that worked for me, that reminds me like I am a person who is confident of themselves just because have this awareness of coming back to a long time as much as I need. And I learned that my alone time is far too much compared with average people and not average people. It's like sometimes I catch myself like comparing myself with I do need a lot of alone time. But somehow I kind of learned to love that part of me that is always needing that. But somehow when I read the book and arrived into that description of the aisle, I started to feel sad. It's like, okay, this is, if I compare this way of living with the desires that I have in terms of being in a partnership, having friends, and have people who can support me, and this is not good. So yeah, that creates like a crisis, who I am right now, who I want to be.
Yeah.
And that is in relationship with my partnership with Omar and also with my businesses. In terms of my businesses, I have been noticing that the projects with Human Strategy, which are the projects that bring me money, I don't feel as enthusiastic to facilitate that and sell that. It's like, I don't have the same hungry that I used to have, but the main reason is that, the money comes from that, and I need to have a safe financial space, and I need to keep an eye on that and do my best. It's like, it's not an option to just say, I don't want to invest a lot of energy or time or dedication to that.
Yeah.
At the moment. And during the 2 days I was away, I was feeling so bad physically because I got a flu. But even though I was feeling that way physically, I enjoyed a lot that time. I think that my main goal, which was to connect with this sense of purpose of why I am looking to do these programs with women, I felt that energy of creation and passion and enthusiasm. It's like, of course, still some doubts, but it's like, yes, I need to do this. So it's like, still is early to judge me, the time management, because Santiago started in the new daycare last week. The 3rd of January, but it was just 2 days that week. Last week I have a trip, so I didn't really get advantage of that time in the way of investing in my new projects. And this will be the first week in which I will get advantage of the time creating my themes. So still, there is like a anxiety about how I am going to manage being present for Human Strategy and keep an eye on potential clients and being focused of continuing creating what I am creating, even if it's a rhythm that is not as fast, but because I feel so attracted to work on that, I just can't enjoy my rhythm at the moment. It's like, I want to do more, I want to go fast. And that same energy and ideas of wanting to go faster makes me feel overwhelmed. And I feel like the amount of time that I have, I am not able to really use it in a worthy way. Well, that is the most important thing that is happening right now.
Great. Okay, great. Is the identity crisis more the being an island or isle? And that bit, is it also about how to manage time between these two projects? Just so I understand what feels like a crisis.
Both, but of course, identity crisis is like more recognizing myself like being an idol. Yeah. I always prize that part of me until now. It's like, and just an independent woman. Sometimes if you want to live your truth, you have to be by yourself. And just a confident woman who likes to have a part-time. And a part-time makes me get more confident on myself because I can find my really true answers of what is happening around me or whatever that bothers me. In my life, I think there are few moments in which I said, I am in crisis, I will call somebody. Because mainly I feel that people can't understand me. So why bother to open myself to someone who are not going to get what I am experiencing? So that have been like the general feeling since I am a little one. I mean, and I think that as an adult, I figure out to see that as a strength, something that allows me to do a lot of things. But somehow it doesn't feel like totally right now. It's like, okay, yes, I am a confident person. I can be a part, find my own answers, be my own guide. But sometimes it's so difficult. It's just so difficult. And the lifestyle that I have here, I'm isolated, and sometimes I don't like that, but the system here works that way. I don't want to, like, at the moment fight with that system. And I am asking myself, what do I want to build from now on in terms of relationships? A lot of friends tell me that, oh, when your son goes to the school, you are going to connect with more people. I was expecting to happen that somehow when I was during my pregnancy, I went to groups sessions, but nothing happened. I mean, it was like maybe not the right place, maybe not the right person. And yes, I'm wondering how can I explore a different way of being. Also recognizing that I am living in a place who is not easy. I have to put a lot of energy to do something different. I don't have a lot of time right now because my priorities are the creation of this new project and spend time with Santiago and hopefully have conversation and time with Omar. So I just like, I don't know what to do with this feeling. Like, yeah.
Is it that you feel most people don't understand you? Does it feel like it would prove you can't find the answers yourself or can't do it yourself if you had people supporting you, or not so much?
Well, when I say people, I say friends. For example, I do trust coach, mentors, and authors who are my friend, but they don't know.
Yeah.
I trust a lot of people. I read a lot of people. And wait a minute, that this computer is doing something really strange that distracts me. So it's more in terms of friendship, I think. And since I am an immigrant, it's not always easy. I spent 13 years in Mexico, and I have 4 years here, but really living here is like 2.5 because I was traveling a lot before. So I think it's more in terms of friendship and in terms of how I am going to create a partnership with Omar where I am not an isle. Because the need of having a long time is so strong that Santiago got asleep and in my mind and say, oh, it should be great to spend some time with him, invite him to have a conversation or just sit down to see something on the TV because that is what he enjoys. But I just escape to my room and do my thing. I usually do my meditation. I study, I read, I see videos, and I write. I am in my world, and that energizes me and make me feel like strong in order to deal with the situation that are not easy, because I have a lot of at the moment I have a lot of pressures. There is something that we haven't spoke a lot, but my parents live in Venezuela, and the situation is very, very difficult. And the money that they have because of their pension is nothing, basically nothing. They depend on us financially. And my two sisters are very engaged with their own things in their families. So I am kind of the more available to support them. And I started to do it in a more engaged way because I was doing it before, but now I am doing it more. So that is something that also creates some kind of pressure of producing more, because it is a very, very difficult situation there.
Yeah. Okay.
So is the pressure is like, okay, be patient, control your tone of voice, be aware of what you are going to answer to Omar, because we had some progress and I have been seeing him with a lot of anxiety because he's looking to close some deals and he gets so anxious. And he was like, answer me in a very tough way. I was like breathing, trying to not react. So that requires a lot from me. And also with Santiago, I haven't shamed him for eating. I've been trying to let him be and don't stress myself. Keeping an eye on my parents, so they are taking proper care of themselves, because the difficult thing is that even having the money, they don't want to pay what everything costs. Imagine that all your life you buy like a gallon of milk for $2, and now you are going to pay $200. So in your mind, it's like a very strong shock. Like, how can I pay $200 for milk? I will not pay that. But you have to pay that, because that is the price, and that $200 in your mind really still are $2. But I don't earn dollars. Well, you do through us. So it is hard, because it's like teaching them and parenting them a little bit. And there is not another way. I have two other sisters. I think that in our conversation, we are trying to get into that point in which they accept the new reality and they accept that they have to depend on us financially. And then it's a lot of energy that I have to, like emotional energy that I have to use properly to have good conversations. Good conversations. And when I put all that together with the insight that I have about myself, it's like, well, I'm not feeling like very good with myself. Plus, I have to deal with all that.
Yeah.
So I even don't know really how much attention it is important at the moment to give to that kind of discovery about like me being an idol, because I grew up in a specific way and because it feels safe for me to be like that. And there is a part of me that doesn't like to stay that way. Because I see that pattern is not aligned with other desires that I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever have the experience where you think, oh, it would be nice to go and connect with Omar? Or does it ever come up? Besides something in your head, I should do this. Does it come up as an organic desire? Even if, like, you know, one time in 100.
I think at the beginning of the relationship, just at the beginning, because of course he was conquering me and he was doing a lot of sweet things, and I was in a very strong need of support because I still was grieving my previous marriage. But it's mainly something that I think I should do this. Like, I should invest in this relationship.
It's a little like the, tell me if this is a bad way to put it, but it's a little like the human strategies. You have to give attention to it. It's an important part, but you don't want to. It's a little bit in the same feeling.
Yeah. And what is happening is, like, I'm seeing more clearly, for example, human strategy have beautiful programs that I have been facilitating to like a single profile of company with a specific characteristics. And now that I can see more clearly that client in general, talking in general, is not a client that is really looking to engage in transformation or dreaming about a better place to be. It's just like they want to avoid conflict. They want to make people recognize that they are good boss or good, they are good farmers. So, like, seeing that after 4 years working with that sector, seeing that is like, I don't want to chase you. I really don't want to chase you. And the other thing is that the kind of content I have been sharing, it's like I feel the desire to share other kind of things that are not totally like related with the things that they need. So even if I stretch myself a lot, because I can remember a moment in which somehow I invite them to complete a homework, and for the next day we start talking about how was that homework, and somehow everybody start to talk about their communication with their partners at home. And at some point the education director, who is very close to me, enter into the room and I start to see everybody talking about marriage, about communication skill with your partner. And I just saw her face like, hey, what am I losing here? And I laugh inside myself because I feel confident that he trusts me. But in the break time, I told her, you had to see your own face when you enter into the room, and you see the kind of comment that everybody was talking about. So I kind of end talking about what I want to talk. That happened more than a year ago. So I'm just questioning myself if I want to, how much energy do I want to spend, and what I am really building here. Because that is an industry that is not really educated about recognizing the value that the kind of thing that I offer can bring to them. Some of them, yes, most of them, no. So people in general, the participant, are very happy and very motivated and satisfied with the training, but I am not looking to just sell training program. I want to sell educational program for companies looking for a transformation. That inspires me. And if I don't have that, it's like I'm just selling training. And at the beginning, that was very fulfilling, because, they are paying me good and I can get money from something that I like to do. But somehow that motivation is not strong enough. and just can see how can I handle being active, catching whoever is genuinely interested in doing something in their companies that goes far from just a training session, and also building the online program and the community, the online community. At the end, it's not just to sell a program, it's to design and put in place strategies to create a community. That is my dilemma. Is correct to say dilemma?
Perfect, yep.
Yeah. And still, my priority is how can I get in a, how can I continue cultivating a good relationship with Omar? Because even if we have progress until now, the few moments in which we disagree, we had arguments, my world went down. I really feel incapable of being in a place of frustration and anger and sadness because of something that happened with him. And I have 4 hours free right now. I can create more content and do things. I can. It's like, I can do that. And I am accepting that right now. It doesn't feel great, but the evidence tells me that I can do that. Very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So, kind of the pillar for me at the moment is how good can I do, or yeah, how good can I do in my relationship and see myself like objectively and recognize what I am putting in place that is different, that is valuable for the kind of relationship I want. And like separate myself from when he is not doing his part. Like it's,
yeah,
sometimes it's difficult to like separate.
Sure.
And even if I can separate, okay, I'm doing good, he's not doing good, it's like, where are we going to end? And my mind goes to the future. And that is a move that is not useful, but I go to that. The biggest, the frustration, the faster that I go to the future to think, this is not going to work.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God. And 3 days ago that happened, and I just stayed silent, came into my cave, this place, cried for about 15 minutes. Think for another 15 minutes, and after I started to do whatever. But after 2 hours, I felt like, okay, this is not as big. I can handle it. But just, I think I never, that is something new for me, like recognizing that I can be in a very bad place. And after 2 hours, it's like, huh, I can be hopeful, kind of. Like, That is a new thing. That is a new thing.
That kind of, to me, sounds like the prototype or the version one of being able to, what you did is you stair-stepped, you stepped yourself from being really impacted and affected by your argument, which everyone is. It's not just you. Of course you are. This is your husband. Of course you are. And of course you want to get the hell out of there in that moment. So that's normal. And then you walked yourself. You felt it. You didn't deny it. You didn't stuff it down. You felt it. You cried. You let it run its course. And you naturally stepped yourself into, okay, I can handle it. And even there's a little bit of hope. You did that. That's incredible. That's great. And then we can build on that.
And the thing that definitely helped me to see the hopefulness is Santiago, of course. Like the idea of creating a content for him that is healthy, at least healthy. And to be honest, for me, it's like my strong force is like, okay, I need to learn things here. But like the love for Omar, like, no. It's like, I don't feel like, I can see him as an imperfect person, and I can see him with his own struggle, and that make me compassionate, but to be honest, because the frustration have been so many in the last period of more than a year, it's like, it's difficult for me to connect like with a genuine love for him as a way to step out of the strong emotions and anger and sadness. And the way I can find to step out is, what do I want for Santiago? What do I want for me?
Maru, I don't think that is, there's nothing wrong with that. To me, if the process goes well with you and Omar and Carista, you'll be able to work through those, all of the backlog of years of frustrations. They're in the way of you feeling love. We don't know if you're out of love or don't like him anymore. We're not entirely sure, but it's hard to connect with because there's so much in the way. And so I think you're really right to be in the process of seeing those and clearing them and building new ways. And when there are good, when there's good communication and there's, you know, some good connection, and that happens for a little while, either naturally you will go, all right, he's imperfect, but I think he's sexy, or he's such a good dad, or I love this about him. It will start to come back, or it'll be clear, you know, or it'll be clear if you, it's not there. So I don't think you have to try to find it at the moment. You're in the process for it to come back, for it to be revealed again.
And that is what I kind of trust, that idea. Like, okay, it may be something different here that may happen. I just need to learn how to go through these moments of strong frustration and learn how to have a conversation without being reactive. Like, that is my main thing. And if I think in the future, if I can see myself doing that in a very consistent way, and seeing by the other side not a lot of different and not the real action that are required for him to get on board, well, that will be a clear scenario for me. But yes, now I have kind of the clarity that what make me step away of all the torment, torment is a storm, the storm. Mm-hmm. And the storm in Spanish is tormenta.
It's good, they both work.
It's like thinking about Santiago having healthy contents around him and me learning to connect with my partner. It happened to be my partner forever or not, I don't know. Yeah.
It sounds to me like there's two things happening. Well, three. The first one is you find your truth, get revived, rejuvenated, and become strong by being an island and by having alone time. No problem. It also sounds like you haven't had the chance to be with people who are like-minded with you. Your experience is most people think very differently and you don't have much to say. They don't understand you. And I think that's more of a problem that you're not connecting to the right groups of people or the kinds of people. So we can talk about that in a minute. And then I wonder, this is a question, not in a statement. I wonder if there is part of you that's learning how to get food fed and get nourishment from connecting with other people. And that mostly you've found your food and your nourishment from being alone. And connecting with other people, it's like a lot of work, or they don't understand you anyways, or it takes time away from yourself. So I guess that's my question. Does that feel true or no?
I did enjoy connecting with people. When it doesn't feel like safe to show myself fully, it's like I don't want to invest time with this person and I prefer to be by myself. But yes, I do enjoy connecting with people. Sometimes it's difficult for me, like maybe when I am starting knowing someone, is like it's difficult. I can recognize that it's difficult for me to self-regulate the quantity of information that I want to share. I came from a country and specifically for a city in which people speak about themselves very freely. I mean, about whatever. So when I arrived to Guadalajara, that is a very conservative place, especially in the year 2000. And I had very unpleasant experiences about being open and being me. For example, when I went to the gym, I went all the time alone because my ex-husband was traveling all the time. So there were a trainer that one day told me, I want to talk with you, to say you something. Can I say you something? Yes. You know, there are few people that think that you are wanting to have something with them here. And I was like, repeat, please. I don't understand what are you saying. So me being very talkative and very touchy, and it was like not a good thing for a married woman who happens to be alone most of the time. And after that, I spent a lot of time like in a sector of that population that was people with a lot of financial advantages, and the profile of women there was like doing nothing with their life. So I stopped to share my time with those persons. And I just continue with my trial way of life. I did two good friends. One of them, I don't have more contact anymore because something happened that it was better for us to not continue. It was for a third person involved. And the other one was my therapist, and she also became my friend, and she also was like my spiritual mentor because she introduced me with all the Temazcal Sweat Lodge practices, and I did two vision quests thanks to her invitation and her support. And but at a certain point, I felt like I needed to take distance of her. We are friends, but we are not in touch as often. And that's it from 13 years living there. And I can see that part of that is because of my way of being, but part of that is because I was in a society that didn't like me at all. And that it was the reason I decided to take a sabbatic period in Ireland for 7 months. And being there, when I said to Omar, I don't want to come back to Mexico. I don't want to come back to Guadalajara. I want a fresh new start, and the opportunity appears here. I was so desperate to do not go there that I just accept here, even if I didn't have idea of how I am going to do something or build something here. So that is part of a short story. And I have a friend who lives in London who is very close to me, and we talk kind of often. I can share with her like tough situations, but still the level of like introspection that she have is far more light than me. It's like she's a good listener. She gave me advice as a mom of two. That's it. Yeah.
I'm wondering if we can shift the frame a little bit around this. I don't mean to say this is black and white, because I want to respect, this feels like a crisis. So I don't mean to disrespect that at all. So one of the trainings, when I first started coaching, it was around nutrition and holistic health. So like, I don't know, 16 years ago or something. And there's a theory, which I'm sure you're familiar with, which is, okay, so say you have a craving for ice cream. There's a problem. It doesn't necessarily work to say, don't eat ice cream, because then we say, yes, I will. and so what we do is sort of look at what's the body actually asking for. The body likes a little bit of ice cream, not a lot. Maybe it's healthy fats. Maybe it's cold food. Maybe it's comfort. And then it's the crowd out theory, or it's the add in theory. We add in cold foods. We add in things that are comforting in your life, add in healthy fats, and see, and then the need for the ice cream just diminishes naturally. And so I think we just apply the same frame here. So I don't mean to disrespect that you're like, oh, I'm too much of an island. And it's devastating. It's getting in the way of what I want. And I think we don't say, don't be an island, don't be an island. We say, well, how can we add in gently so we don't overwhelm your life? It's already full. But how can we add in, you know, what's needed here? And if things will gently align, realign. So it's a kinder way to do it. Does that land with you?
Yeah. Yeah. Even the example about food, it has been difficult during this period. I keep an eye on, like, your suggestion on, like, enjoy my senses in general. And I have been, like, trying to follow, like, I have the desire of eating this or eating that, and recognizing that desire didn't make me good in my body. And that happened a lot. A lot during this month. And it's like I am trying to redefine my own manual. Really, I sometimes I don't know, and I think that I have been learning to stay in that place. But of course, it's not nice. It's not nice, and it was very difficult for me to pull myself to do exercises, to exercise in general. I did a couple of walks with Santiago and Omar, and I got flu, and physically I wasn't feeling very good. But yes, adding things that make me feel like I am building another way of being, is something that I want to try. Yeah.
Okay. So one way we could do this is to spend a little time with a younger version, maybe a version of your 16-year-old or whenever. Spend a little time with an earlier version of you who's learning to be an island and gets really, really good at it. Just spend some time with her so she's okay with the idea of not losing any of the important things about alone time, but adding in the other things, just to introduce that into your system. So that's more the belief repatterning way. And we can also spend a little time just being practical and talking about how can we connect you easiest way possible with some communities, some people who are more like you. Either wanting to contribute in an entrepreneurial way or transformative way, or maybe who have a spiritual life. And so that feels a little bit more practical and actionable. Does either one pull you?
I think the second one, because the first one, I think it can be useful, but it's like I keep like thinking about it. Instead of, for example, the way I think it can be useful is like if I start to be like more consistent on my meditation practice, like 10 minutes and focus on how can I explore that idea. But the truth is that I haven't been meditating like in a consistent way. Sometimes it's when Omar Santiago is napping, 5 minutes, and sometimes I can wake up earlier than then, but every day is different, and that makes me a little bit crazy. It's like I feel like it's grown to say it and even to think it, but I think that I'm not doing things. It's like I'm not doing anything because I am not doing it in a consistent way. So at the moment, I think that the first one is going, maybe nothing very much important happened with that focus. Until like I can develop like a more consistent practice with my meditation. And the second one requires time, and I really don't know. I am so jealous about my time at the moment. Especially during December, it was crazy because Santiago, we had help until the 22nd of December. And after that, it was all the time Omar and me, all the time, until the 3rd of January. And I went to my retreatment like the 6th and the 7th. And the next week, I mean, last week I traveled for 3 days. I was absent for 3 days. So it's like I'm craving to have like a routine. I don't have a routine at the moment. Every day have been different, and that makes me crazy. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Omar about, well, for example, yesterday I needed to have some time for me and for work, and I said, well, you take care of him during the morning and I take care of him during the evening. So we kind of on the way plan how we are going to deal with taking care of Santiago, and since he can have an appointment that appear like hours before he decide to go or not, we are in that context of deciding all the time. So I don't feel like I want to accept that as a way of, I mean, I one day I can do it at noon, one day I will not do it, one day I will do it at 6 in the morning, and I don't want to accept that that will be the way. It's like, I feel like I don't get progress from that way. That is what I feel. So, the second option, I don't know how to start.
Okay. I have some ideas. Let's come back to the first idea in just a moment. Women, spirituality, women's empowerment, entrepreneurship, are those these areas that you're interested in?
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote down 5 different people or courses that I know of, and probably more will occur to me. I don't know everything, but you know, I just spent nearly 10 years there in a very similar kind of community. They're all different. So I can write them for you. So you can, maybe what you can do is the next time you're doing research or watching videos or are interested, you can just look at the websites.
I have two ones in which I am kind of engaged at the moment. One is Origin.
Yes, good.
Mm-hmm. My own peers, because yesterday I saw the interview that she made to Cheryl.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh my God. At certain point, I was just crying. it is very good.
Oh, great, I'll look for it.
Yeah, I think that woman have like an stillness, and like she just breathed wisdom for me. Like even from just look at her without the words, just her posture, like her presence, it is so strong, so strong. Nisha, I very intuitively decide to go for a training that she start to promote in October. That is the Soul of Leadership.
Mm-hmm, great.
And even if I knew, I don't know if I'm going to go up, like in the same rhythm. I haven't followed the rhythm that she. I haven't been in any call, and I feel okay about that. But when I have my time, I go to see what is there and brings me a sense of connection with myself very, very easily. And also like make me feel hopeless and energized. Yeah.
Okay.
And also I decided just on Sunday to go to a gathering that takes part in Oregon that's called Spirit Waivers.
Great.
About that? Spirit Waivers.
Great.
It's a gathering of women that get together in the woods for 5 days and 4 nights. Yeah.
Great.
And I was like, I have one friend here in California. She lives in Ohio, and she is the kind of girl that even if she's in her 50s, she's very like open to that kind of experiences. But she is a busy mom, a busy wife, and a busy daughter, and she haven't answered me, so I was waiting for her answer just to decide I am not going alone. But at certain point, especially last week, I went to Santa Maria traveling by myself with a car for 5 hours. So I said to Omar, I don't know, I want to do this, but the idea of going alone and if I go by car, it is 5 hours. And he said, well, you just did that. You just did that. And it was like, yeah, why not? So I did register myself. And I don't know if someone is going to be with me or not, but I am going to.
Okay, great. Great. These are great. I think it would be nice, not to overwhelm you, but to also, before I say this, let me ask you, are you wanting to connect with people in person and in the Bay Area? I'm assuming that, but let me make sure.
Yeah, in person.
Local. Okay, good. So I'm going to tell you these people. Okay, three of them do, and I think they're connected in some way, do priestess training, oils, goddess work. Do you know? I'm sure you know.
I did take one with Kalila.
Mm-hmm. You did. Okay.
Yeah. And and when I see that I have time, I check her meditations. She's starting a group now, but it doesn't feel safe for me to invest the money that is required to have that experience, also with some in-person meetings. That will be great, but at the moment I don't want to take that risk, since the demanding with my parent is higher mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
Yes, Kalila, I did the priestess presence training mm-hmm. that lasts like 5 months or something mm-hmm. like that. It was all online. And I have been paying attention to some meditation that she shared, like the equinox, or for example, she did that for the closure of the year, and that was very helpful to me. I feel like for online things, I have more than I have the time.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I don't want, okay, no more. Exactly. That's where I'm coming from. Okay, so I'm going to just write down, these are just options. To me, I'm going to writing down ones that aren't big $20,000 investment, you know? Yeah. There's some in that realm. So sort of women's spirituality realm. And then there's a couple that are, I think will connect you with people who are more in, like, wanting to understand how they work. Wanting to, you know, self-growth, really interesting communities. And these, I can describe them to you. There's a, they keep changing their name. I think it's called CORE. There's one for women and one for men. And I know some of the people who've gone through it. So I think it's a weekend course.
Okay.
And my idea is that it's not only interesting training for you, but that you will find one or two people who you just really resonate with. That's what I'm thinking. That's here, that's close. You're going through something together and you go, ah, this person is someone I can open up with.
Yeah.
So can I give you a list to check out?
Yeah, I love it. One of my desires is, there are some mastermind groups that happen online and in person, but when I check out the investment, that is not something at the moment I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that have been the main thing that is that stopped me to go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fine. It's nice. Let's just look at a local level, a sane investment level, and see what sparks you. Okay, back to the first. What degree I really understand the desire for schedule, for regularity, for routine. What happens when you get to meditate regularly?
I feel happy with myself.
Okay, okay.
I just feel like remembering in one session that we were talking about the young Maru, the magician. It's like I get connection with the magician. I have been having a lot of dreams lately, which is something that I like, because it's a way for me to recognize that I am in contact with the magician. And it just makes me happy, because create some level of hope that I can trust in whatever is happening and just accept whatever is happening.
Yep. Okay, great. 6 a.m., not probably going to happen every day, right?
No, because sometimes I feel like at night, for example, I went to bed at 12, at midnight last night. I have been trying to go for an specific time, like, okay, you have to engage with at night or during the morning. And I did start with the idea of the mornings, and I wake up to do exercises for 30 minutes. And after that, I got sick. So my idea, I mean, didn't flourish because I get sick. And but if I have to decide, we have to get out of the house to take Santiago to the daycare as latest at 8:15, which is early. So my ideal scenario is to start doing exercises after that, the meditation. But that whole thing will take like easily an hour, and I have to have breakfast and whatever, so it's going to take a lot. So
could you do every other, could you go back and forth between exercise and the meditation, so it's not quite so much time?
Yeah.
I always think if we did the meditation and the shower and the exercise and the food and the smoothie and the juice, then that would be time for bed, you know? So.
Yeah. I think that I should try at night, because there is something that happened during the morning. Since I keep an eye of cultivating my connection with Santiago, because he's more attached with Omar still. It's like I don't feel good him waking up with Omar and Omar like giving him what he needs just when he wakes up. I'm not there. It's like I'm not there when he wakes up. It's like difficult for me to accept. Even if I know that is really important for me, that time, and that time will make a difference, I can put aside that idea of.
Yeah.
So I think it had to be after he go to sleep.
And what about right at the beginning of your work day? Is it that sometimes you have something right at a call or something?
Yeah, I can do it at the beginning of my workday, since I am here, because I am trying to figure out if after leaving Santiago, I will stay someplace around there. If I'm going to have a coaching session, I need to come back here. I don't want to be in a coffee or shop or anything that is noise, have noise, or I can't trust the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So,
when I come back here, yes.
So the evening is good, maybe. It seems like the most routine.
Yeah. The evening, and when I start working here at the office, having the first hour, like for me, I kind of did that yesterday. Like I saw the interview with Cheryl, I did see a couple of things that are educational for me. I journal. I didn't sit to meditate, but I did have time for me.
Okay, and which do you think would appeal to you most? The routine of doing it in the evening, or the routine of doing it at the start of your work day when you're in your office?
Well, at the start of my workday. Yeah. Because the other objection at the night is like, if I want to just rest or invest time with Omar.
Yes. Will it be a problem that sometimes you're not coming back here? So you won't do it. Will that feel like you're not doing your routine the way you want?
Say it again.
One thing you said was, I don't always come back here where it's quiet, so I can't. On those days, is that a problem and make you feel like I don't have this routine, or it's okay?
Is that a problem? Yeah. Yeah. What I can try if I decide to, if I decide to go to do not come back to my office, is like waking up earlier that day.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a lot of testing that I need to do because this is whole new. The leaving him in the daycare is totally new. I even don't know very well yet about time for commuting and all that. So yes, I will. I will find a way to do it when I am here at my office, and the days I am going to plan to stay outside because I want to get advantage of the time. I mean, I want to kind of avoid coming home and later and come back there to pick it. I prefer some days to stay near the daycare. So. Okay, so I can do that. Waking up earlier when I plan to stay around the daycare and just doing it here and settle the fifth hour for myself and doing my best to control my anxiety of just get my hands on creating things and doing things. That is the most difficult thing.
Okay. I think you're doing great. I want to just give you a little pep talk. I know it's making you crazy to not have a routine. And it's, you know, it's kind of, you're doing great. He's two. You just found a good daycare where he can go most days. It's, you know, it's understandable. And it's getting into the time when it's more reliable and you have more routine and all this. So like, you're doing great. More routine is coming. More freedom is coming. So I just want to say that you're really right on the right track. And I didn't say this before, but it's incredible that you feel so connected to the excitement and inspiration for the soul of your work. Wonderful. It's okay that it's distracting from something else that's your bread and butter, so to speak. It's a good problem to have. It's a in the realm of problems, it's a good problem to have. So I just wanted to say that's fantastic. I didn't want to skip over that. So it seems to me there are three things on the menu. And one is the consistency. Well, maybe we can say it like this. One time ago, I said something to a friend of mine about, you know, where you live, kids need consistency. They need to live in the same place. And she said, I mean, I think so. I think kids need to feel consistency with where they are, with their parents and the love that's there. Probably they want the same, you know, place, but so I'm wondering if, yes, let's work on the consistency of this routine, that it's at the start of your workday at home and it's earlier in the days, on the days you won't be home. And also just add to that this sort of consistency that's in you with it. I want to consistently, at the start of my workday or the start of my day, connect with my magician. I need my magician to help me figure out human design stuff, like keep this inspiring for me. I need my magician to help me dispel overwhelm, all right, and what to work on today. So the consistency is within me too. I know you've been holding that, so I'm sort of just saying what you've been saying, but maybe just adding a little bit. So then I think we just want to nudge you a little bit, and it's okay if you don't take action on this for a while, but we want to nudge you into the realm of, can you try some courses that are inexpensive in the area where people are in the breathing the same air? No online, not no. Like, no more of that. there's just going to be no problem. If you're with people who are exploring the same things, you may have had a long time where you had a shock of, I can't be myself, and that's not welcome. So I respect that. But I think your natural state is open, and it is, you know, curious with people. I just don't think it's going to be a problem. If you're just with the kind of people that fit you and you fit them. Yeah. Does that feel true?
Yeah.
I don't really have concern for you.
Yeah. It's just, for me, it's sad and kind of painful just to see myself still that way. It's like I haven't built any evidence that tell different about myself. Mm-hmm. So, the only thing that will help me to see myself in a different way is to have different experiences with new people. And that is something that I am engaged to keep in my radar. Which with different levels of intensity, because now I am recognizing that I am in a period of settle down a new structure. But even from the point of view of the kind of content that I want to share with women and what I have been learning, for example, the priestess training, it was very shocking to me when we arrived. I don't remember the name of the module, but it was about it was about sisterhood, and we needed to have a look to our the situations in our life that may create like makes you feel in pain when you are in sisterhood, like made you not trust. So the invitation was to just review your relationship with the most important women in your life. And that was tough. That was very tough. It was as tough that I did stop like for 2 weeks, the training. It was like, I just need to know what to do with this before going more deeply here. But it was hard. And I think I didn't really go through the thing. I mean, I get some consciousness about it, but I think that there is still things to work. Mm-hmm. For example, obviously the relationship with your mother, the relationship with my sisters, but especially with my mother is not something that is still in the past, because she nowadays have a tendency to depression. She, because of all the situation in Venezuela, she haven't find the way to be in charge of herself, taking care of herself. So it is hard to see your mother like putting herself down, not wanting to do something for being in a better place. So I did learn to to take care of myself because of the life experience I had, but that wasn't a model that I get from my mom. It was just the opposite. And even if I think that I have achieved a lot, being a daughter who still had to see that in her mother is like still tough. I had a conversation with her during the weekend because he is forgetting a lot of things since a while, and she likes to play the victim. I can recognize it. I have been trying a lot of strategies to do not go in that game. And I have been learning how to be with her, but not as involved as, you know. So the studies that we asked her to go to a neurologist to check out if everything is okay. And the doctor said, maybe it's just depression. She is not having anything in her brain. So that is the information that I was willing to have in order to know, okay, how I have to behave. And I was avoiding since a long time to have a confrontational conversation with her about, you have to be in charge of your life. We can't do anything that for you that you don't want to do for yourself. So I had a very big confrontation with her in 2014. That ended up, she starting therapy. That didn't last. And after she decided for herself to do not continue, I pulled off. I didn't insist. I just decided I going to accept her decision. It's her life. That's it. And now again, things get worse. And I did decide to talk with her. Hey, mom, the diagnosis is that you are not, thanks God, you don't have anything. So what do you think about what the doctors say, you being depressive or having this tendency? Well, I think it may be that, maybe. And I said, is maybe or is that? Because it's only you that can do something. So having that conversation, selecting the words, don't trying to push, being kind. I definitely want to explore more that, because I want to get more clear with myself that I have been doing a work that is enough at the moment to be at service with other women. The idea of being in trouble with that relationship with women, it's not something nice, especially since I want to do what I want to do. So I have been doing with that. I have been doing things differently with those relationships. But still, it may be something that I need.
Great. So let me put that as something we talk about right at the beginning of next session of mother and relationship with women. And so that feels really good in your system as you are doing your own work. Does that seem good?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's something kind of necessary for me.
Yeah, beautiful. Great. I'm excited for that. I'm fascinated about just creating more flow and ease with this. So that'll be great. That'll be on our itinerary for next time. If something else comes up, no problem, but otherwise we'll do that.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
Did I mention before about the relationship with my mother and the characteristic of my mother? I don't remember that.
Not so much. No, more with your father. There was a lot. Yeah. So this will be a bit new.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So just then for today, there's just these two things. And one of them requires a little bit from me. I'll send you some of the things that I think might be delightful for you. So the first thing is just the inner consistency and the outer routine of meditation to connect with the magician. Yeah. And the second thing is just some research for what is local and what might pull your interest. And maybe we'll see, you know, for example, one is a weekend course, and then you can get together with people if you want to once a week. And it's a course about play and integrity and community. And so I'm I'll hopefully curate a good list for you that will help. Okay. Okay, good. Does this feel like a good place to point you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Let me know in between if we want to touch in. Do a little touch in. Let me know how your identity crisis is going. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that I think it just can't happen as quickly and as, you know, brightly as you want because, you know, so I really honor the desire in you. And I also think you're doing really well with what's the reality of your life as well. So just know that yes, it is a hard time, and yes, you're doing great. You're doing great with it. Yeah.
There is a lot of things in my plate. That is a common phrase here in the United States. In Spanish, you don't have anything like that. yes. For the continuity.
Yes.
I definitely feel like I need support, because when I am like getting clear about something with myself, it's like other layer and other layer and other layer. And I don't want to say like let's go for 3 months again, but if we can go month by month. So yes, this session was the second one of the third month that we agreed. So I will do the next month, and month by month I will be deciding. And the only thing that stopped me to do not take like a decision for that I know that it will be totally good and great for me to have several more months, is that I need to recognize how we're going to work the financial part for the...
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So that is the only thing that make me cautious.
Cautious, see.
About our relationship and the support you can give me, I am totally happy and...
Right.
And I still think that it was my best decision, even if there is sometimes some anxiety about money. I put aside that anxiety, because if I am okay, I will do great with money. So that is the priority.
Yes, it is. And month to month is great. I am delighted to hear all that. My door is always open. And even if you want to take a month or two off and do 1 month or do one session or like whatever you need to do, we do it.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Really, really good. All right. Beautiful to see you and hear you today. Let me know if you need me in between, but we'll go into mother, women, matrilineal line next time. It sounds really good. Really fruitful. Okay.
Great.
All right. Okay. More soon. Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.